Surprising Myself. Stories of Women Fulfilling Fantasies. Edited by Matthew Cooper. Narrated by Samantha Prescott. Introduction. What is your secret fantasy? Everyone has something they have always dreamed of trying, but never yet had the chance to fulfill. Whether it be a fetish or a position, threesome or kinky role-play scenario, something intrigues you. It may even be hard to admit it to yourself in your own head, but something titillates you, some secret desire that you think about. Back in my college days and early 20s, at one party or another, friends would play the drinking game I Never. If you know it, you sit in a circle and each person takes a turn making a statement that starts with, I never. If you have done the thing they said, you have to drink. All your friends get to learn about things you've done merely by seeing you take a sip of your drink. It gets more fun as it goes on, and people get a little bit more creative with their statements. Of course, some people could feel too embarrassed to be completely honest, but when someone says, I never had sex with more than one person at the same time, and most of your friends swig their beer, it can lead to some very interesting stories. But games aside, the secret to a fulfilled sexual life lies in getting to experience those things that turn you on in your fantasies and dreams. As a writer of erotica, I can come up with some very unique scenarios in my head. Some are just for the sake of a story, but some are inspired by either my own fantasies or stories people have shared with me. When I sent out the request to writers to submit stories of women experiencing their secret desires for the first time, I had a list in my head of what kinds of stories I was hoping to receive. Those writers who have had stories chosen for inclusion in this collection definitely did not disappoint. The very first writer to respond was Lynn Lake, who delivered a solid hit with her story of baseball players and their wives that take team to a whole new level in the Swingers Club. Menage and swinging was a strong theme with my writers. In Claire Kane's The Picnic, the wife of a chef has a birthday party she'll never forget. And in Jacqueline Brocker's Double Bind, a wife knows exactly what her husband wants and enjoys it as much as he does. Another hot theme that arose was public sex. Oh yes, my creative authors pictured many creative locales. Two of them sent me stories set on trains, and I had to give you both. Leah Bronson gives you a ride to the south of France with a big manly conductor responsible for taking your ticket and a whole lot more. And Marie Piper celebrates the holidays with a steaming hot Chicago.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?